Simon Shinayin Vav, Sif Dalad. Mechaber discusses a besakise that's in between two houses. And the two houses did not make Eivre Chatzeres with each other. So that area in between, which is the besakise, which is the place people go to the bathroom, it's the reshus of both of them, and therefore they're both us over there. And the Mazmer signed this in Mishin and Hay. And Mishnah Berurah explains what's going on over here. He says, based on what's in Mavur, it's in Mishin and Hay, Sif Gimel, at the place where people sit down, the besakise over there, each house has its own place to sit down. Just the place where the tzaya goes down to, the makom chfir, where it rolls down to, that's how it was in the olden days, that's b'shutvus, a partnership of both of them. And therefore, it's aser to go to the bathroom in either one's place, because they might say the tzaya from their reshus, the reshus of the shutvim, since they did not make eiv chatzeres together, so therefore it's going down to a joint place. As opposed to the place where one sits in the basic kisei is also b'shutvus, also a partnership of two of them, so the whole thing is one big makom shutvus, and that's fine. It's only a problem because the tzaya is going from each one's individual place to makom shutvus. Now the Chazon Ish asks on this that there's only a problem of taking out from your bias, taking kelim out or things out from your bias to a chotzer or a shutvim that does not have erev chatzeres. But mi chotzer la chotzer is shus chatzeres achzen, it's all fine. So here the tzayi comes out of the person's body when it's in his chotzer, outside his house. So even if it starts off in the place that's his and goes to makom shutvus, there should not be a problem. It's only a problem it's going mi bias to a chotzer a shutvim that does not have erev chatzeres. Not mi chotzer la chotzer. Chazon Ish has big tzarech in on this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah also says that somebody forgot to make Erev Chatzeres together in the scenario over here, and there's no other Eitzar to go to the bathroom. Lamaisa, it's Mutter B'dievet, because Kala Kala B'rius is big enough that the need to have a proper Zekisei, and it's Doichlis Isser of Erev Chatzeres. Simon Shinai and Zayin, a short Simon one Sif, discuss you have two Aliyahs that are opposite each other, open to a Chatzer. The Mechabes, you have two Aliyahs, two like second floor apartments that are open to the Chatzer, facing each other. And it wasn't the old days, the shayvchim, the dirty water from the house, the sponge of water, we would say today, coming from Eretz Yisrael, they didn't need a place to pour it out. And they would want to pour it out to the chatzar. So the halacha is that if a chatzar is 4x4 amos, you're allowed to pour your dirty water out, your shayvchim, you poured water into the chatzar. If the chatzar is less than 4 amos by 4 amos, so that's not in the place to hold all the water, the water is going to slide into a shirabim, so the halacha is you have to make a guma, like a hole in the chatzar for the water to land and for the water to go into. And then you're allowed to pour your water out into the chatzar. So here discussing, they have two aliyahs facing each other, and the two aliyahs not make Erev Chatzeres with each other, or didn't make Erev Chatzeres with each other, that's what we're going to discuss over here. So let's say one of them made a guma, to pour its water into the chatzer, and the other did not make a guma. So if the two aliyahs have Erev Chatzeres with each other, so everyone can pour the water into the chatzer. It's a good thing one of them made a guma, one of them made the ditch. And this way, everyone can pour their shayfchim into the water, not just the one that made the guma, the other could also. But if the two aliyahs did not make Erev Chatzeres with each other, so then we have to look at as follows. If one of them have Erev Chatzeres within itself, Mishnah Berurah explains that the aliyahs on that one open up to a peset, to an outdoor porch like we've had in the past, or really could be indoor hallway also, and then the Erev Chatzeres with all the aliyahs, all the apartments in that hallway, in that porch. And the other side, the aliyahs on the other side, do not make Erev Chatzeres with each other. So then, the one that has Erev Chatzeres, we give them the rights to pour into the guma, into the chatzer. And the other one does not have the rights. We swing it, we give it to the one that made Erev Chatzeres rather than the one that did not make Erev Chatzeres, because this one they could carry water out of the house onto the repeset and throw it down, and this one can't, so we'd rather give it to the one that will be able to use it. The Mechaber does say they cannot pour directly into the Guma, rather they should pour it like onto the repeset and let slide down into the Guma. Because since this Chatzer is Beshutvus of both of them, and they did not make Erev Chatzeres together, so to pour directly into they can't, but the Mo explains if it pour it in the Aliyah, in the repeset, and slides down into the Chatzer, into the Guma, Koichai, when the problem of carrying is not a problem of shirabim, it's not even a problem of karmelis, it's a problem of lack of Erev Chatzeres, Chazal only asks for carrying directly, but if just throwing it and it's going indirectly through koichai, not through gufai, that they're meko in such a case. And the Rambam says the same halachas apply if the chatzer is more than 4 amos, and then they both should be able to pour the shayfchum via. There's no need for a guma. The same thing if one of them made Erev Chatzeres within itself, the other one didn't, we give a rat to the one that made Erev Chatzeres, just we tell them not to pour it directly into the guma, it should be koichai. And with Koichai, with the Chatzah Shein Revis, we allow it, and that much we are Megal.